This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking about protecting yourself and your business from online fraud with Sarah Engstrom, who leads data security practices at CHS. Sarah, opportunities for digital fraud, unfortunately, are a reality of modern farming. From online transactions to third-party data sharing, what are the key things farmers should do to protect their personal and their business data?
I just want to start out by noting this topic of digital and data security can be really complex and scary. So sometimes we just want to ignore it and imagine that it's not happening. This topic isn't going away, and the bad actors are only getting bigger, better, and more automated. So not to scare you, but to implore you to ask questions, to be curious about the topic. And I think that's just really important, is that there aren't any dumb questions. And so I'm happy to be speaking on this topic today. When I think about key things, I think about three key things just as an easy takeaway. And if I had to choose one out of those three key things, it's email and email security, email hygiene, email use. And email is a primary method for ransomware attacks, which I'm sure you've heard about from the news. So it's just really important for you, as well as the individuals that work within your business unit, your families, to think twice before you click on email links and attachments, or when there are requests to change payment channels based on email exchanges, and just take the time to inspect the email. Who's it from? Is it expected? Is it requesting something that makes sense? And in the spirit of holidays, just know that package delivery spam emails or email scams are rampant. So just, you know, again, slow down and think twice. The second key thing is around device hygiene. It's really important to update your computer and your phone with system updates and just pay special attention to the source of those system updates, ensuring that they are from the device. The third and last key thing is business owner, small or large, most likely you've employed someone or a third party to manage your technology, including that Wi-Fi network you use or your video surveillance cameras. Just really ensure they're qualified. Ask for referrals. And again, ask questions around how they're protecting your data. And because this is a complex space, remember, there are no dumb questions.
Well, it seems like almost everything we do today is in the cloud. How does that affect data security?
We don't need to be afraid of the cloud. I think that's really important. The risks are largely the same, and a couple of those tips noted above are applicable here. Hygiene, configuration of the cloud environment, who's managing the data, and are you asking the right questions? There are established frameworks and certifications that companies should be employing who are hosting your data, and Cloud Security Alliance is one helpful resource out there on the internet that you could either look at to evaluate the controls and the questions to ask. And again, I implore you to inquire into cloud providers and how they're protecting your data.
Sarah, if someone suspects they're a victim of digital fraud or a data breach, what should they do?
I wanted to plug this online resource because we don't have as much time today to go into all of the ways or methods that someone could respond to a data breach or digital fraud. There's a website out there, and it's StaySafeOnline, all one word, .org. And they have four helpful places to go to if you believe that you you've had a data breach, one of those being local law enforcement, the second being the Internet Crime Complaint Center, the third being the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, and or a local victim services provider that will help you get back on your feet and ensure that you're not breached any further.
That's good information. Sarah Engstrom, who leads data security practices at CHS. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.